Radio Worldwide Sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Hello, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, as I'm trying to find the camera that I'm supposed to be looking into with all these lights in front of me that I cannot see. We're on YouTube TV, which I will give you the address, and we have to have lights, and I can't see. But anyway, this is radio the way it should be heard. Now, to call into the show, you may do so by calling 1-877-932-9766. You can also go to that YouTube channel and type in the word Talktainment, then type in the word radio, and then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and you're there. Hit the subscribe and like button. Also, if you want to Gmail me, you can do that. 7MrBobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And if you want to listen to the program, and we would like for you to do this, you can go to TalkTainmentRadio.com on our homepage and just hit Listen Live. That's all you got to do. Subscribe and like buttons are there also. And Facebook /TalkTainment /TalkTainment.com, and you're there. Okay, today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2019, and today we are going to speak about focus. Have Mr. Fuller address questions, your questions and emails, but we're going to concentrate focus in the system of white supremacy, racism. Why do we have a problem with staying focused? What is focus and how this focus works? And of course, your questions. Okay, all of that out of the way. Here we go. Let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Good. You are coming in loud and clear, and that is good. By the way, facebook.com/talktainment is that website if you want to listen to the whole play, replay of the show. Mr. Fuller, we talk about focus, and you, I don't think you subliminally say this, but you speak in a compensatory way all the time, trying to get us to stay focused on the prison system of white supremacy racism that we are currently in. What does that mean to you, and why is that such a passion for you?
Because not being focused means you ramble. And I will ramble if I'm not focused. Everybody does. Animals, birds, if they have a focus. Most creatures have a focus. A focus on what? On the best things they should be doing at any given time. And there are things that interfere with focus. And like we said in one of the former discussions on this program, there are a lot of distractions. So if you're talking about a system of government that's based on racism, a government of racism, the racists are very focused people, the people who practice racism. They are laser-like in all of their areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And they are about the business of practicing racism 24/7 throughout the entire planet called Earth in all of these areas of activity. And they are very focused. The most focused people on the planet are, unfortunately, those white people, not all white people, but those white people who are smarter and the most powerful among them. Too many of them, not all, but too many of them are focused on practicing a thing called racism and or white supremacy. And that is about what? About getting fun, getting glory, and getting material comfort from doing what? From harming people based on color. That's what racism is. What you get out of it is fun, glory, and material comfort. Now, all kinds of ways to get those three things, because everybody wants those three things. But the racists, people that believe in racism and or white supremacy, believe in getting those three things by dominating and mistreating people who they classify as people of color and are non-white, black, brown, red, yellow, anybody who is classified as non-white, that they classify as non-white. And they came up with a system many, many, many centuries ago that would ensure that they could have fun, glory, and material comfort by dominating and mistreating people of color. And that's their system. They're very well focused on that. Now, the victims of racism are not focused. They became prisoners of war, you might say, because war was made against them. So as prisoners, they just mill around in the prison yard, which is called the planet Earth, and just kind of bump into each other, and they fight each other, curse each other, discourteous to each other. All the rules of civility they engage in. For the most part, black people, and they form little gangs or tribes, you might say, which can become gangs. They become gangs when they start doing harm to each other. They form tribes, like prisoners in the prison yard. One little group gets over here and starts looking at the other little group over there from another cell block, and they become tribalistic or like gangsters, and they walk around flexing their muscles and getting into arguments with each other that lead into fights. And then people take sides, and then gangs are formed. And so their focus then becomes just each other, like prisoners will do when they don't have any other thing to focus on. They're prisoners, prisoners of war. So they don't think about anything outside of the prison, because there's no such thing as outside the prison that has anything to do with them. So they concentrate on each other and doing little small things with each other, small things against each other, that, and the small things that they do against each other escalates into big things that they do against each other. and that is the effect of the prison system itself, which is the system of white supremacy. That's the title of the world government here in 2019. World government. If anybody says, what is the world government? Is it the United Nations? Is it this or that or the other? America? Asia? Africa? What is the actual world government? In capital letters, the world government in 2019 on planet Earth. Probably not on other planets, but on planet Earth. Here in April of 2019 is a system of government called, in capital letters, the system of white supremacy. There is no other functional government worthy of any attention at all other than that system, because that's the system that dominates all people's behavior, unfortunately. Now, that system should be, the focus should be placed on replacing that system with a system of justice, which means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated at any time, anywhere on the planet, and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. That should be the focus of each and every person on the planet, each and every time he or she wakes up in the morning, right up until the time they go to bed at night. Guarantee that no person focus. Guarantee that no person is mistreated. Any person that you see around you being mistreated, you should try to intervene in some way that will be effective. Try to have something to do with stopping that mistreatment. That should be the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help.
Okay. We are speaking with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. on the compensatory concept. With Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., I'm your co-host, Mr. Bobby. And today's topic is focus. And we're going to hit hard on that, background by our theme for this year. We're honing in or focusing in on words. What do they mean? How are they applied? What is being said? What's not being said? We got to focus, keep our focus on what's going on with that. With that in mind, on this Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2019, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Neely Fuller. What is your question, please?
Yes, Mr. Fuller, I notice on jobs, especially in corporate America, whenever a non-white person gets fired, I notice the white people extremely focused that that person never existed. Even if you bring that person's name up, they'll just act like they never worked there, period. My question is that some kind of coping mechanism from slavery when they used to sell us off, or is that something to just make them focus now on the present and forget the past? That's just something I noticed.
You have noticed that a non-white person,
yes, whenever
fired on a job.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, in the system of white supremacy, black lives don't matter. Black people are not even supposed to be visible except in support of the system of white supremacy. Probably in the minds of the average white person who is a white supremacist, he's a what they call, quote unquote, consciously or unconsciously, whatever that means. I don't prefer those terms. But the only time that a black person is supposed to be even visible is when he or she is doing something to please somebody who's classified as white. Otherwise, if they could, we would be invisible people. We would be some type of smoke or steam or something, or a cloud or anything. But just don't be visible. Don't you know, just the very sight of you is a turnoff. It's not a turn-on in the system of white supremacy. When a white person looks at a black person, that's more of an annoyance. I mean, that's just the way the training goes until they need you for something. Move this, lift that barge, tote that bale, all right? Go here, go there, do this for me, do that for me, and then evaporate. Evaporate until I need you again, because you're not supposed to have any existence, and you don't have any existence that is of any significance until you're doing something, you know, entertaining me or something, jumping up and down, singing a song or something, or bouncing a ball. I'll let you do that because that gets my attention and that entertains me. Send in the clowns, meaning send in the black people. Where's the minstrel show? Okay? Then that's when there's an interest. But, you know, you're in the way. Otherwise, get off the sidewalk, please. All you dark-skinned people, get lost. Hide somewhere. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you driving through the neighborhood or anything. I mean, you're an annoyance. You're scraps. You're nothing. Until, you know, like any commodity, a chair or a shoe or a piece of cloth, something that I can use, and when I get through using it, I don't want to see you. Get out of my way. You're taking up too much of white people's space in the universe. Breathing all air and causing problems, really, just by your presence. Somebody wrote a book some time ago called The Troubling Presence. I think that was the title of it. I never read the book, but I saw it on a stand, and it had a black person's picture on the cover. And I said, that's very significant, just the title alone, without reading the book. The Troubling Presence. In other words, you see a black face, all that means is trouble. That's an annoyance. Get the heck out of here. I mean, you know, go somewhere and hide. Go in the basement or something. I don't want to look at you. You're an annoyance. I try to talk nice to you and all like that, but just hurry and get out of my presence. That's the white supremacist doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
White people are taught that systematically at an early age.
Alrighty. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's about three I'm going to share with you. One is It's Your Time to Travel with Ricky Tice, All in the Family with S. Yolanda Robinson, and also New Money. Now, all of these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And to get in contact with the shows or to even sample the shows, all you need to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and then you select what programs that you'd like to listen to or sample. That's the only way you're going to find out about each show. Sample them and see what you like. All this exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And we are talking about the word, the term, focus, here on Wednesday, April the 10th, 2019. Focus. We have to stay focused. Focus in the system of white supremacy, racism. You need to know what focus is and how focus works so that we can stay focused on what we must do. And let's go to the Gmail. To get in contact with the show, call 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. This comes from Marcel, and it says here, the refinement stage of white supremacy. Mr. Fuller, when did white supremacy stop being overt and enter its refinement stage? Also, Mr. Fuller, whatever happened to the extermination man? I miss his segments. They were always very interesting. And one more thing. I noticed on producejustice.org there is an option to use a coupon. Is it possible, Mr. Fuller, you could tell us that coupon code on the air, and I'll try to save as much money as possible? I wasn't aware, Mr. Fuller, that there was a coupon code, and I wasn't aware that it was producejustice.org. Can you explain all that?
No, I don't know anything about that. I don't have anything to do with it. No one has told me about anything like that.
Yeah, I know producejustice.com, but producejustice.org? Okay. I didn't know about that. And as far as the extermination man in Chicago, I know he's from Chicago, but I don't know where he is or why he stopped calling. But if you're out there, extermination man, people are wanting you to call in. But the question she did ask was, when did white supremacy stop being overt and enter into its refinement stage?
Oh, the refinement stage comes and goes with each individual, and it just has to do with how many individuals in any particular place. Now, in some places in the world, the refinement stage is very prevalent. It's not overt at all. In fact, black people in some parts of the world will say racism. Oh, that we had that a long time ago, but we don't have anything like that around here now. That doesn't exist. I mean, we hear that there are some problems in some other places, but not here. So that means that white supremacists are very refined in covering it up in that particular place. That's all that means. And that's the refinement stage. But in other places, there's many white supremacists are saying, hey, the refinement stage is calls for too much acting. We have to act like we are, you know, embracing these people, these dark-skinned people. We have, and it calls for too much acting, and since it's artificial, I'm tired of acting. So I'm saying, let's go back to the old ways. Just push them off the sidewalk. Tell them to get to the other side of town, shoot them, beat them up, tell them we really don't care for them like we really feel. In other words, just express your real feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And stop trying to pacify them and placate them and be friends with them. And it's just too much stress and strain.
Okay. On page 330 of the Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide, where it says refined racism, would that be this also a refined refinement stage? Or could it be substituted as that, or is it that? Page 330, right in the middle. You've written...
Yeah, the word guide.
Yes, sir, in the word guide. You've written refined racism.
Yes. Whatever the definition is, on page 330.
Yes, you start off with, use this term to apply to the ultimate and most sophisticated form of white supremacy and to those forms of white supremacy that usually have many of the following or similar characteristics and or results. Then you listed about five or six of them right here. Page 330?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it is. Refined racism. It says use this term to apply to the ultimate and most sophisticated forms of white supremacy. And to those forms of white supremacy that usually have many of the following or similar characteristics or results. And then it gives a list of those results. Characteristic.
Yeah, I like that first one you have.
You like that first?
Yeah, non-white person being deceived, or that
and
you have in print.
That's what the refinement stage is meant to do. And this is what they use mostly. See, the white supremacists have two methods of practicing white supremacy. Deception, that's indirect violence, and direct violence, meaning shooting you down, cursing you, calling your name, the N-word, and calling you kafir and coon and all those type words and whatnot. That's direct. That's not refined at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's letting you know exactly how what they think about you. So in most places throughout the world now, and it has been for some time, they try to stay in the refined mode, meaning pat you on the back, give you a award, shake your hand. I mean, say that they are being all-inclusive, integrate. They got all kind of terms for it. But if the person is a racist, then the person is just doing this as a facade. In other words, it's being phony. But why? Because they have found that it's easier to handle people when you deceive them than it is to curse them out all day.
Mm-hmm.
See, all you're going to do is make them angry if you're cursing them all day and pushing them around, slapping them on the head, kicking them. Well, all you're doing is building up anger, and a person who is angry is going to make more problems than a person who's grinning and laughing, and you got them, you know, doing what you want them to do while they're grinning and laughing.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the refined state.
Right. I like...
So, the system of white supremacy goes through those four stages, and the fine stage is the ideal stage.
The ideal stage. And I like that fifth one you have down here where it says, non-white people speaking and or acting as if the destructive things that happen every day as the result of the system of white supremacy, racism, are not only so-called, and you quoted this, normal, end of quote, and or, then you quoted this, acceptable, end of quote, but often desirable. Wow.
Yes, for those who have the book on, that's page 330.
Yes, sir.
And 331.
Yes, sir.
Of the Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide. And I had quite a bit to say.
You sure
about
did.
That. Right. In fact, going right on into pages... Number
332? 333. Yeah. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Because the refined stage is something that most people are familiar with, particularly in the Northwestern Hemisphere and in the Southern Hemisphere. I understand Brazil and places like that. And in many parts of what is called, quote-unquote, Europe. Now, here in 2019, wasn't always that way. But that's the way they're trying to keep it now.
Yes, sir.
But some of the white supremacists are saying, enough already. I mean, stop. It's too much work trying to be nice to these people. It's too much work, you know, saying pleasant things to them when you really don't, you're not thinking about saying anything pleasant to them. Because they are very unpleasant people. We have made monsters out of them. We have made monstrosities out of them, because that's what white supremacists do. That's what the result is. They take people, babies, and raise them to be monsters and monstrosities.
Oh, okay.
If they are people of color.
All right. We got to leave it there for a break. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to take a phone call when we come back, and we're going to get into this very controversial subject. I have it written down here, called the Compensated Emancipation Act of 1862. We're going to try to hit that, too. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you. Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIT. That's 614-707-7447.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic today is the word focus. Focus. Focus in the system of racism, white supremacy. Call in at 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. But right now, let's go to the phone lines, and we're going to focus on this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. What is your question?
Good morning, Mr. Bobby. Mr. Fuller, this is Reggie from Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Bobby, if you could allow me to maybe hang on for Mr. Fuller's full response as I'm traveling and not listening to the radio or anything, that would be great. Mr. Fuller, I was recently on Twitter, and there was a lot of people responding to a meme with their comments. And the meme had a white boy embracing a little black boy. They were embracing each other. They had to be no more than 2 years old. And the caption on the meme said, there is only one race, the human race. My question to you is, how does the compensatory code define human race? And are we all considered human in the system of white supremacy?
Well, according to what I call counter-racist logic, you can't have white supremacy and have human beings on the planet, on the same planet at the same time. Nobody, according to what I've written, based on logic, nobody is qualified to be what we call a human or a humane being. Because in a system of white supremacy, everybody is non-humane. We're non-human. We are people, but we are not, and we are beings. We are in a state of being. We do exist. People do exist. But we are not human people, meaning we are not humane people, meaning we mistreat each other, all of us. Because in a system of white supremacy, mistreatment is an absolute must. You must mistreat people. This is why black people are more about mistreatment than anybody under the system of white supremacy, and they try to make us even more about mistreating each other than they mistreat us. They try to get us to even top them at mistreatment, because that's what slave masters do. And the system of white supremacy is a system of slavery. So slavery never really ended. So you don't have human beings or humanity. Nowhere on the planet do you have that. Why? Because according to logic and all the evidence, you cannot have a system of white supremacy, which is the world government, and have human beings functioning in that system. Because human beings would be people who practice justice, meaning guaranteeing that nobody is mistreated at any time, and guaranteeing that everybody who needs constructive help gets it. You don't have justice anywhere on planet Earth, mostly because of the government called, in capital letters, the system of white supremacy. Therefore, human beings do not exist in the system of white supremacy. The white supremacists will not allow that, period.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Reggie from North Carolina, very much. Okay, Mr. Fuller, let's see here. Let's go to the Gmails. This comes from Anita. She says this, Mr. Fuller, I know that all non-white people are subject to the mistreatment of the racist white supremacist. However, when you point out the bad behaviors of black people, and you use the analogy that all non-white people are prisoners of war and are in the slave system under the system of racism, white supremacy, how do the other non-white people's behavior compare? Other than all non-white people being victims, can you, Mr. Fuller, name some behaviors that other non-white people have that would title them as victims of racism, white supremacy?
Oh, well, non-white people, if I understand the question, all non-white people are subject to the system of white supremacy. That's the purpose of white supremacy. And the purpose of white supremacy is to mistreat their victims, and also to teach their victims to mistreat each other, just like keeping the prison system in mind. A warden of a prison, if he wants it to be, he or she wants it to be a smooth-running prison, will keep the attention of the prisoners on each other. Therefore, non-white people spend a lot of time paying attention to each other. And when they pay attention to each other, the tendency is, since we feel helpless under the system of white supremacy, to look for someone weaker than ourselves as individuals. So that's why black people just roam the streets in every city looking for another black person to say something about, or to say something against, or to criticize, or to shoot at, or to kill. We do that. We're on automatic doing that. We're not looking to help anybody or coming out and breathing fresh air in the morning. The influence of the white supremacists have so permeated all of the areas of activity of people of color, particularly people who are classified as explicitly black. So keep them fighting among themselves. Keep them hating each other, all right? I mean, and we will inflict punishment on them and have them inflict punishment on each other, because nobody likes to be perceived as being weak. That's why black people in the Northwestern Hemisphere, as far back as I can remember, well, if they get just a couple of pencils more than the other black person, we strut around and do what? Show off.
Show off.
Right. That's show-offism. We think about showing off more than we do anything. So it's just like prisoners of war you get some new shoes, prison issued shoes, and so you walk out in the prison yard at break time, look at my shoes. My shoes are prettier than yours. And the person says, well, no, they are not. So an argument breaks out. Now you got to fight. And so you have what you call prison riots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the masters of the prison, they sit and look down out of their windows from their high perches until they get tired of looking at it, get bored with it. Then they come down and crack heads and put everybody back in their respective cells. Say, we have tamed the animals for a short time until we can be entertained by the next riot that they're going to have among themselves. And that's just a routine all over the world. All of this killing with AK-47 all over what we call Africa and all like that. These are just prison riots.
Yes.
That's all they are.
Yeah,
and the white supremacists are laughing at all of them.
Yeah, people lost focus. They lost focus.
Yes. They don't have the focus that the cause of all of this are the white supremacists. So they focus on each other. And they just nitpick each other. Black people on jobs and whatnot all day long, particularly black males in the Northwestern Hemisphere. We know that. They pick at each other all day long. Never nothing pleasant to say. Even when we are joking, I mean, the jokes are kind of half jokes, but it's a put down. Now, we have been trained to do that, like you train an animal.
Yes.
That didn't come natural. That didn't come from, you know, the natural tendency of a little child. If you watch little children, they're just, you know, 2 years old. They are kind of, you know, just wide-eyed and just trying to figure things out.
Yes, sir.
That's all. Somebody has to teach them all of this type of garbage. So anything that's garbage, the white supremacists sit in their high purchases of positions and just dump it down there in the prison yard and have the prisoners feed off of garbage all the time.
That's why.
And then we act like garbage.
That's why it's imperative that we stay focused in one what we are supposed to be focused on.
And what is causing all of this.
And the shoes that you use in that analogy, the white supremacists use that as a distraction to cause us to, and you said, show off and make somebody mad. And guess what? We lost focus. And they sitting up there watching the whole thing.
Absolutely. And then they turn to each other and say, see? See how they are?
Yeah.
See? But they manufactured this garbage. Garbage is manufactured.
Manufactured. It sure
is. That's how garbage comes about. It's nothing in nature that produces garbage.
Good point, Mr. Fuller. All right, caller. Thank you so much for your call. Oh, wait a minute. Did I get that call yet? Oh, call one. Oh, I'm sorry, caller. Okay, and then we'll take Mr. Fuller on the book. Go ahead, caller. I was getting ready to cut you off. I am so sorry, caller. Go ahead with your question. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay, Brother Fuller. This is VGQ about the 13th and 14th Amendment. Getting a white education is training. Having their name is training. Leads to thinking white supremacy is normal. Voting is to keep us in the condition we're in. My question is, do you think we have legitimized white supremacy? I'll take that question. Yeah, I'll take the answer off of the, on the air.
Okay, thank you, caller. All right, Mr. Fuller.
Well, in answer to that, the white supremacists legitimized themselves because they thought up the most powerful idea for manipulating people in the history of the entire universe as we know it. They thought up the most powerful idea for manipulating people in a vicious manner, in a manner that should not exist, really. It turned out to be the most powerful political and religious idea ever generated in the minds of people.
Yes.
And that is the idea of white supremacy. So that they became legitimate in their own eyes and taught their victims, their prisoners of war.
Yes, sir.
That they are legitimate. But actually, they are illegitimate But when you say that they are illegitimate, they simply say, we are the prison masters over you, and what you say doesn't matter anyway. So in answer to the question, we can say that they are illegitimate. I certainly say it. They are illegitimate parents, the white supremacist, racist man, and racist woman, collectively. They are our illegitimate parents, our custodians, our dominators, and we are their prisoners of war. And I can say that that's what I am, which I do right here and there. That's what I'm saying. We're prisoners of war. But they don't say that. They say that you're illegitimate by saying that. And then they proceed, if they want to back it up by saying, if you keep talking, I'll show you how legitimate I am.
Watch out now.
It doesn't take but a couple of minutes for them to do it.
You know. Why? It.
Because they are the prison master.
Alrighty. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. But it is at this particular time that we have Mr. Fuller talk about his book and the website, the official website, that you can go and get all the materials and all the books, all the latest information from the website that he will give you. Stay focused and pay attention, please. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
Yes, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. Now, that's very specific in case somebody comes up with Produce Justice something else.
Yes.
It's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook, 2016 edition, the Compensatory Counter-Racist Code, revised, expanded edition. There's also the original 1984 edition that is also there because some people have requested that. But the latest book is the revised expanded edition, 2016. Not the one with the computer design on it, but some people want that book for some reason or another. Some people have said it is it's easier to read or something like that, and they've given different reasons. But that's why I brought that book back on that website, producejustice.com. There's also an edition that can be used in conjunction with either book, and that's the Compensatory Counter-Racist Word Guide, and that we have read from that this morning.
Yes.
We talked about refined racism, because racism goes through four stages, and the fourth stage is the refining stage. That's like putting the finishing touches on a car that's being produced. See, then you put the paint on and put all the little fancy gadgets in, you put the stereo system in. I mean, after you get the basic car, which is for transportation, but you put all the little conveniences in there, all the little buttons and whatnot, and all of the ornaments that will make it appealing. And that's the refined stage of racism, just
yes,
like
sir.
Manufacturing anything that you want to sell to the world or impose on the world. And you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. And the book is directed to individual victims of racism. I want to tell you what the purpose of the book is. And it's supposed to help you to get through each and every day if you're a victim of racism and dealing with racism. What to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say. Suggestions. You don't have to do them, but suggestions, and you only do them if they work. Don't do anything that doesn't work. But all of this is described in the books themselves. That's why I call it the compensatory code, meaning it makes up a code that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
The white supremacists have a code. I mean, they get theirs by osmosis. They don't have a code book. They just, by osmosis, meaning they just look around them. The average white person just looks around them and see what other white people are doing when it comes to black people. And they just do the same thing.
Yes,
so that
sir.
Becomes a code called white supremacy.
Okay.
Black people do not have such a code to counteract the effects of the white code.
All righty. All right, so there you have it. producejustice.com. That is the official site to get all this information. Don't go to the other sites because
it's somebody else's site that
right.
doesn't have anything to do with it. Producejustice.com, that's it. And anything else is suspect.
All right. Thank you for clearing that up. So now you've heard that. Quickly, before we end the hour, let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. Quickly, you're on with Mr. Fuller.
Hi, good morning. My name is Christine, and it's great to speak with you, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, I have read your book completely from front to back, and I use it as a guide throughout my everyday life. And I wanted to know what kind of advice you can provide to me that I can, because right now I'm a single person, I'm a single black female, and I wanted to know what kind of advice can you give for me to find a person, a significant other, in order to, you know, in my everyday life. Like, what kind of advice can you provide to me about that?
Okay, Ms. Fuller?
I didn't quite get the question. That's my fault.
Okay, could you just say that again?
Capitalize it.
Say
it slowly. What kind of advice, suggestion could I make based on the code that does what?
As far as finding a person that I can be with or another, I would like to date someone who is like an African-American, who is conscious, just like you, Mr. Fuller, and who is aware of the things that are going on. But I find it very difficult in 2019 to find someone who is aware of racism and white supremacy. Is there any advice you can give me that could help this?
Okay.
You mean like a partner? A mate?
Yes.
Yes, what the code calls a care mate.
Okay.
Yeah. A person that cares about you, I mean, and wants to mate with you, all right, because they do care about you, okay? Well, what you do is just go about doing things that are constructive, and that applies to everybody. Just be a constructive person, and you will attract people who are constructive. It's no formula for that. That's just the way it works. If it's going to work at all. But it's never going to be the way it ought to be. I want to emphasize that to everybody. In the system of white supremacy, your so-called relationships, because some people say, I don't want to be bothered with all that race stuff and whatnot. I just want to find me a boyfriend or a girlfriend and, you know, and get married and settle down. And I ain't got time for all this other stuff. I mean, you know, the problem is too big. The world will always be messed up. I'm not trying to save the world. I'm just trying to make my way through it. Fine. But the problem is, the world will interfere with you, and does, each and every day. I mean, this is why it's difficult for a black female to find a black male that she can talk to, and he's making any kind of sense when he talks back. That's difficult. Why? Because he's not trying to make any sense, because he's given up on making sense. Because he has concluded that nothing in the world makes sense. So why bother with anything? Why be responsible for anything? Why try to do anything that makes sense?
Okay, we're going to have to cut that there. But what is that, Mr. Fuller, you said to ask questions, also those 200 questions or whatever they were?
Yes. If you do, yes, it's a bunch of in the textbook for victims of white supremacy, I have a number of questions, well over 100.
Yes, okay. All right, sweetie, thank you so much.
That should be asked and answered by both people before you do what? Before you have that first act of sexual intercourse. That's the criteria.
All right, you got to leave it there. Thank you for calling, caller. Talk to him at radio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the second hour.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've
got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.